Swap burning out for the fire within. Join us as we ignite the careers and lives of athletic trainers, celebrating, educating, and elevating with the Catalyzing Podcast for Athletic Trainers. Today, we're going to talk about lifting yourself up. Whether you're an athletic trainer or any other sort of healthcare professional, we are constantly lifting others up during their times of need, during their pain, during their recovery from injuries. And we have to also remember that at times we need to focus on lifting ourselves up. Now, it's not always easy to talk about how we feel at certain times. It's not always easy to admit when we feel depressed. We don't want to bother other people with our feelings. We feel sometimes that we are a burden to other people if we are not feeling well mentally, if we're not optimistic and bright and cheery. But sometimes we hit those walls. You know, those of you who know me well, you know that I'm very optimistic. I've got high energy. I'm always going, you know, but there are times where I feel like I hit those walls. There are times throughout my life where I've felt depressed. And, you know, at this point in my life, of course, now more than ever, I'm able to recognize when those times occur. And I think that's really important when it comes to how you feel. However, you can't just ignore the fact that sometimes you need to lift yourself up a little bit. But before you even consider trying to lift yourself up a little bit, you need to own that feeling. And by no means am I a mental health expert. This is just speaking from personal experience, personal feelings. It's okay to feel what you feel, whether it be depression, sadness, anxiety, et cetera. The key is, do you own it? And when you own it and you recognize it and you sit in it a little bit, I feel it helps you be better positioned to move forward from that. It's important to remember, we're not broken when we feel that way. We don't need to be fixed. We just maybe need something that serves as a catalyst to, after we acknowledge it and feel it, move into the next level. And in healthcare, there's compassion burnout. There's just all sorts of mental health concerns that occurs in healthcare from providers that we're always taking care of others. And we have to remember, we have to take care of ourselves as well. Otherwise, you're going to hit those walls and they're going to be difficult to climb over. It's common to feel guilty about that, like I said earlier, as well. So again, the lesson here is, when you feel those feelings, own it. And then just personally, something that has helped me is figure out, once you own it, what can lift you back up out of it. Identify voices around you that help you lift up. It could be people that you know that just what they say, how they say it, is something that lifts you up. It could be people that you don't know. It could be recordings, videos, audio stuff, that just the words that that person says helps lift you up. It could be just certain catalysts in your life. You know, for example, with me, when I'm having those days, when I need that lift up, my kids definitely are something that lift me up out of that after I own it a little bit. When I go do an activity with them, something fun and engaging. It's also, you know, those special people in my inner circle. There are certain people in my life that when I speak with them, I just feel lifted. And a lot of times it's not even that they're giving advice. They're just listening and then are offering affirmation and support, because we don't always need advice. Sometimes we just need to vent and get that out. Could also be just little things. Like when I go for a hike, I always feel great. If I'm really kind of in a rut, one of the things I'll do is find a local trail and just go out and go for a hike. And I always feel at least a little better when I do that. It helps me to clear my head. The same thing with exercise. Even if it's 10 minutes, you pick up a kettlebell and you start doing some rows and deadlifts and some swings. Doesn't even have to be heavy. Just you move and you feel a sense of accomplishment with that. Maybe it's music. Maybe it's music that lifts you up. There's certain artists or certain songs or certain playlists that just help you get in a better headspace. So the key is just taking one step at a time. You know, sometimes when we're stuck, it's hard to take that first step. And I'm just offering this feedback out there to other healthcare professionals, to other athletic trainers, that it's okay to feel stuck. It's okay to feel like you don't know what your next step is. It's okay to feel burnout from always trying to lift others up. The key is just find that one little thing that's that first step. Find those voices that lift you up. Find those little catalysts of activities or choices that lift you up. And just personally speaking, when I'm able to find those things and embrace them after I own my feelings, it makes a world of difference in being able to get back to feeling like myself. It's not about being fixed or anything. It's just getting back to feeling yourself in how you should feel naturally. So that's my advice for athletic trainers, for other healthcare professionals out there. Remember to take time to lift yourself up and find things in your life that help you get lifted up as well. Have a great day.